this comment is so sweet, and I also wanted to come on here and be very transparent that I have actually been feeling like my self-care has taken a dip compared to previous years of my life. And so the fact that, you know, this person's pointing out like me looking energized and glowing, I will say I really started building self-care habits back in like 2021 is really when I started, or actually 2022, when I really started prioritizing movement, eating, like so many things. I mean, I worked as a personal trainer for a little bit. Like there's so many other aspects that go into self-care from a holistic lens. With that being said though, I've actually kind of been hard on myself where past seasons of my life have incorporated more moments of self-care than I feel like I currently have. With that being said, because I feel like I have had such a strong foundation and have been doing it for years, I still have a pretty good self-care routine, and I want to share what that kind of looks like while also pointing out that every day it looks different. There are some days, you guys, where I come home and I put in some nuggets into the air fryer and chill and roll on my couch, and that is my self-care. Let's first start with movement. I got really, really into weightlifting in 2021. I was weightlifting 6 to 7 days a week, and I continued that for a few years. I will say when grad school started, I was still lifting a good amount, but not 6 to 7 days a week. That's when I started taking Pilates classes. So definitely last year was Pilates and weightlifting. Now I feel like I'm at a place where I'm trying to get back into weightlifting, but it feels just a little bit exhausting on my body. And so I am okay with that. Once again, accepting these different seasons of life. So I'm really prioritizing walks and Pilates. Walking has been a saving grace, and being in California, the sun is still up pretty late. So even when I do have a 7 p.m. session, I still find that I can get out and get some steps in even after I get home later. But I always will try to incorporate a morning and an evening walk. And then I try to do Pilates anywhere from like 2 to 3 times a week. And I've been trying to get back into weightlifting, so 1 to 2 days a week when it's a good week. I also utilize movement as a way of connection. So when I'm making plans with friends, I'm asking, do you want to go grab coffee and walk? When me and my boyfriend are starting our days, we start it by walking our dog. So I utilize that movement as also like checking off some of these other things that I know will fill my cup. So I love a good walk and talk with friends and loved ones. Food is another big aspect of my life. I will say though, I feel like this is a touchy subject, and I don't always like bringing this to the internet because, number one, I'm not a nutritionist, but also everyone's like relationship with food is gonna look different. And I have definitely gone through those phases of not having carbs, thinking everything needs protein. And so I've had to do a lot of work with myself and just personally to get to a place that I'm at now, where I look at food as what feels good for me and what fuels me and gives me energy, while also knowing that I can enjoy a meal just because it makes me feel good and it's like a comfort food. So that I feel like comes with practice and time. I will say though, I really do prioritize having breakfast. I never try to skip breakfast because, first of all, I don't like the routine of getting in a habit of just having coffee. I love a good breakfast. I will have carbs in the morning. Like, I guess I'm just in a place where I have figured out what works for me, and I don't over focus on the food that I'm eating. I never miss my morning or nighttime skincare routine, no matter how late I'm getting home, no matter how early I'm waking up. And this is not for aesthetics. I'm not doing this because if I miss a morning or night, my skin's gonna break out or anything like that. There is something so grounding that each morning and night I'm starting my day the same way. So no matter if I'm not able to like get my walk in or make the breakfast that I wanted, I know that I will have a moment to myself doing my skincare. And I know at night, no matter how busy I am, no matter if I spent time rotting on the couch, I know that I am going to take care of myself in that way every single night. I don't know what it is. I started doing it a few years ago, and it has been so important for me. Like, I truly feel like those are the moments I fill my cup up the most. And once again, it does not have to do with aesthetics. The last thing I'll share, I feel like I could keep talking about this. I feel like self-care is, I don't know, it's one of those words that like, even when you hear it, you're like, ugh. But I truly feel like it's a trial and error. You have to experiment what actually fills up your cup, what actually makes you feel like you're caring for yourself. You can't just follow someone else's like self-care plan. The last thing that I do that has always been helpful to me is picking up my space. I love calling it a closing shift. And sometimes it's the whole apartment. Sometimes it's just an area. I remember a time when I used to clean every area every single night, very obsessive, not, you know, necessary, but I will have a clean space, especially my bedroom. That is where I'm sleeping. It's very hard for me to go to bed with like a mess everywhere, but some days, you know, I don't get to like pick up everything in my office, or sometimes I go to bed and there's dishes in my sink. But there is something about waking up the next morning and it just feeling refreshing and clean. And I always say a clean space is a clear mind. And so I really resonate with that. But also, you could be someone where it does not affect you. And so this is why it is really important. And this is why I feel like I am passionate about talking about this, but oftentimes don't, is because everyone's self-care plan, the things that fill your cup up, the things that make you keep going the next day, it's going to look different. And so trial and error, try different things out and allow yourself to also pivot and change from season to season.